the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should be exist and valid. Last time we stopped at the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah says, فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَا مَا تَرَكْ. As we know, and we explain it to you again, I'm gonna review with you because I know most of us forget. If we have the father, he die, or the mother, she passed away also, and left the children, male and female, these children, they will prevent anybody else to take any money except the grandfather and the grandmother. So you want to tell me here, father left male and female, Ahmad, Muhammad, Zainab, Fatima, and he left the father and mother, and there is brothers and sister and uncle. If we have two things, male only, the father male or the mother, left males only, Ahmad and Muhammad and Mahmoud, these males will prevent anybody from the second generation of the family, such as uncle, brother, whatever is, brother of the father who passed away. The children, male and female, or only males, they will stop anybody else to take anything with them except who? Father and mother. How we distribute? We give the male twice than the female, and the father, he will have 1/6, and the mother will have 1/6. The case is here, if the father left, second case, father left or the mother, she left, only females, no brothers, no single brother. A father, he passed away, left Fatima and Aisha and Ruqayya, or Fatima only, everybody has a different portion. The Quran told us, فَإِن كُنَّ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَ مَا تَرَكْ. If they were above two female, if they were above two women, they will receive 2/3 of what the father or of what the mother left. What about there is a grandchildren? Father left grandchildren, the granddaughters, zero, nothing for them. If the father, he left more than two daughters, nothing for grandchildren, nothing for grandsons. Because here is the formula, don't confuse yourself. If we distribute for the children 2/3, no grandchildren, no, are all, they're not gonna take anything, because the maximum for the children is 2/3. Mean the father or the mother passed away and left more than two females, mean two daughters, mean minimum three daughters, they will receive how much, ya Sheikh?
2/3.
2/3. Is that difficult? Huh? Wake up with me.
No.
Is that difficult?
No.
We don't have it difficult. He left Ahmad and Muhammad and Zainab and Fatima grandchildren. How much they will have?
Zero.
Clear. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Let's go for the second. Allah says in the Quran in the second part, وَإِن كُنَّ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا النُّصْفُ. If she was only one girl, one daughter, the Quran mentioned two things in the ayah. Mentioned if they were above two female, mean minimum how many?
Three,
4, 5, 6, 10, whatever it is. If the father left more than two female, mean minimum 3 or 4, 5, whatever it is, he will have 2/3. grandchildren from the brother who passed away at the time his father was living, and he left grandchildren, his grandchildren. Saw somebody today, he told me, back home, my father passed away, and when he passed away, he left only, or somebody asked a question, my father passed away, and he left 3 daughters, but he left 2 grandsons from my brother, or from a man, one of his son who passed away, because they cannot ask this question. Somebody has to ask this question, because if he's still alive, that means the formula will be wrong. But somebody ask a question. Say back home, father, he passed away. He left 3 daughters, and he left Ahmad and Muhammad, grandson, came from a male. He was living at the time of his life, with the life of his father, he passed away. But he left 2 children. How much every child we should give them?
Zero.
Huh? No one, only one told me zero. Huh? How much?
Zero.
Jazakum Allah khair. Wake up with me. Why zero? Huh? Because that have 3 daughters, and Allah said, give them how much?
2/3.
They took the maximum. Nobody else will take anything. If he left the father and mother with the 3 daughter minimum, so how much we give father and mother?
1/6.
MashaAllah. We don't have any difficulty. If you concentrate, we gain, inshallah, Allah will make it us easy. Second case in the same ayah. Allah, he said, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكْ. And if she was only one daughter, she will have half of what the father left, or what the mother left. Do we have any difficulty with that? But let's we continue the first example. There is children, one boy and one girl. From one of his son whom he passed away during his life, but the son he left a boy and girl, how much should we give them? The grandchildren,
1/6.
The rest is 1/6. So now the grandchildren, they're gonna have a portion. Why? You catch my word. Why? Why we give the grandchildren in this case?
No.
Because the daughter, she took how much?
Half.
And we said the maximum to give?
2/3.
So you give the rest between the half and the 2/3 is 1/6. You give it to who? Grandchildren. Difficult?
No.
Difficult, Sheikh Saeed. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Hi. And we explained last time, the problem came. The Quran mentioned if they were above 2 female, I mean minimum 3, we give them 2/3. And if she was 1, we give her 1/2. But the Quran did not mention about 2. The Quran did not mention about 2 daughters. What we gonna give them? Shall we give them 2/3, or we give them only 1/3, like the one, only 1/2? Like the one. The ulama became ikhtilaf in differences. The ulama. So when we don't have clear nas, the ulama are able to give opinions. So the one who faced this case and this problem was Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum ardahu. Ibn Abbas in his fatwa, he said, listen, Allah made a condition in the ayah. He said, if they were above 2, we give them 2/3. So if the case here is 2 only female, we cannot give them 2/3. Because Allah, he said what? They must be how many?
3 or more.
They must be half 3 or more. So Ibn Abbas, he gave his opinion. He said, Allah, he made a condition. If they were above 2, we give them 2/3. And if she's 1, we give her half. So we cannot give the 2. like the tree. So we give them the lower number, which is what? Half. Like you deal with them like they are one. That's opinion from who? Ibn Abbas. The other ulama, they said no. The other ulama, they said no. Jazakallahu khayr, ya Ibn Abbas. And who is Ibn Abbas? Great scholar in Islam. But look how the ulama, the other ulama, bring it up. The ilm, you have to be patient. You may find one opinion, and this opinion is no matter what came from who. Can I use the other microphone? Because this microphone is very, very, give us hard time. So, Ibn Abbas, he said, the two will be treated like the one. So we give them only half. For two dhurar, because the Quran did not mention the two, mention only three and up and only one. But the ulama answer Ibn Abbas said no. We have hadith mentioned in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. You remember the case of the two daughter of Sa'd. Two daughter Sa'd ibn Sahl radiallahu anhu arda. The woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This mentioned in Bukhari wa Muslim. Came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She told him, ya Rasulullah, inna zawji Sa'd qad qutila ma'aka fi Uhud. My husband Sa'd, he was killed with you in the battle of Uhud. Wataraka bintan, and he left two daughters. Here is our case. He left how many? Two daughters. Wataraka am and wa am, and there is an uncle for the two daughters. فأخذ العم المال كله. The uncle, he took all money, all the money, and he did not give us anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not have any ayah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cannot give any opinion with beside Allah ta'ala. And what did he say? قال يفتي الله في أمركم. Allah, he gonna send the opinion. Allah, he gonna send the command very soon because of you. He did not give. Come to us today if you ask in alim. MashaAllah, 24 hours available. He give you any fatwa. Fatwa is very cheap in the market. You could buy it from the black market today. And he sent the message to the uncle. He told him, hold the money. You are not allowed to spend any money from this money, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will send the Quran for it. After the ayah has been revealed, this ayah from Surah An-Nisa, he called the uncle, told him, come over, bring the money. فأعطى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he gave the wife 1/8. The wife is always could take 1/8, and some of the case she would take 1 quarter. But this case, because she has daughters. وأعطى للبنتان, and he give the two daughters, he give them 2/3. وأعطى للعم الباقي, and he give the rest for who? For the uncle. How much is the list? 1/6. 1/8 for the mother, 2/3 for the daughter, and 1/6 for the uncle. Clear? So Ibn Abbas's fatwa. Here is Rasulullah's opinion. Which one we gonna take it? You're gonna take the from Rasulullah or Ibn Abbas? Answer me. You say subhanAllah. Today you come to the brother. Here is Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said so. Look, look, it's mentioned Bukhari or Muslim. He said, but my sheikh, he said so. Ya akhi, arhamukallah. Ya akhi, arhamukallah. Who's your sheikh, ya akhi? You give, wake up, ya akhi, wallahi, we will be charged. We will be charged in the front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. My imam, who's your imam, ya akhi? Here Ibn Abbas. Who is better than Ibn Abbas? Yeah, tell me. You know Ibn Abbas, Turjuman al-Quran. The perfect translation of the Quran from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He learned between the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was 3 years old, faqih, alim, hafiz, kitab Allah, ahadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ibn Abbas, he gave his own opinion. And what happened to him? The ulama answer Ibn Abbas, no Ibn Abbas, there is an incident here happening in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the two daughter, he gave them two third, but you make your decision and you give the two daughter like she treated them as one. It's not working. Clear up here, yeah, inshallah. Clear. So if the father he left more than two daughters or more than three daughters or three or four or five or six, 10. So you give them how much? If the father left one daughter, you give her how much? Half. MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. Al-ilm very easy until today. Alhamdulillah. And the mother take 1/8. That is the case. I just like to review it with you before we move to the fathers. Before we move to the case of the fathers. طيب come to the case of the father, the parents. Now they have a problem in the community, problem all of the time came in the community. As Sheikh Saeed, what happened if the son he has money, assets and property? For example, he lives here in the United States and he was a contractor. He left some assets and property and he has children here. Then if he something happened to him and he passed away, what happened to the wife? What she gonna take it? She ain't gonna take what? This is my money and the money of my children. My children is still young. My children is still in education. We don't have anybody to support us after my husband he passed away. But wait a second, your sister. There is a parents, two parents, father and mother. They are still alive back home. They are old. They are 90 years old. They're gonna be very soon to the grave. So I am the only one has priority to take the money. Me and my children, it's happening, wallah. It's happening. They came to me, father and mother, one day. The brother came to United States, like most of us, came to make to work hard and make money. He was a contractor, and one day he sit with his family, his wife, and he has two sons. And he said, we made a lot of money. We made a lot of money in this country. Couple of million dollars. Let's we come back home and we make like business over there and we live like a king over there. Right? Of course his wife, she's not religious. His two sons are the generation of Xbox. And the movie and the DVD, they have not too much knowledge about Islam, two young men in a college. So the father, he passed away, and the mother, she took everything. His parents back home, they learned. So what happened? They are old men and old women. They got the tickets. And they came here to United States to ask for what? Allah give them portion or not?
Yes.
According to our classes here, how much the father will take and how much the mother will take? 1/6 what? Each?
Yes.
Allah said in the Quran, continue the ayah number 11. ولأبويه لكل منهما ها السدس السدس alright مما ترك and for his parents for each one has a 1/6 of whatever he left so 1/6 and 1/6 how much his parents should take? 1/3. Subhanallah. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? The father and mother have 1/3. If this man, when he passed away, he had left $3 million, how much his parents will take? $1 million. And when you take $1 million back home, what does that money mean, Sheikh Saeed? You're gonna be exactly. You're gonna be next to the Queen of Sheba. Subhanallah. So this is very dangerous case. And in the end, according to the law of United States, because a woman she ran to the law of United States, how much his father and his mother will take?
Zero.
Zero. She tried to bring Sheikh to talk to the woman. His father, he ran to imams in the masjid to speak with the woman. She said, no way. We are in the United States. We are American. We are American citizen. Nobody allowed to take any money. Whoever gonna do that, سَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا فِي جَهَنَّمْ. He will be onto the blazing fire in Jahannam. Because he attacked Allah, his law, and he stole the money which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala permitted the other to take it, and you take it, it will be hellfire onto your body in the day of the judgment. Na'uzu billah. It's a very dangerous case. So, if the son or the daughter, she passed away, and they left in a property and assets. His father will take 1/6. His mother will take 1/6. Allah, he said that in Surah An-Nisa. The rest of the ayah. Allah, he said, إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدْ. Meaning, وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا السُّدُسِ مما ترك إن كان له ولد. The condition in order to give the mother 1/6 and the father 1/6, that mean the father he left what? Walad. What's mean walad in the language?
Boy.
A boy. And the ulama will go, how about if he left 2 or 3 or 4 or 5? How much his parents will take? Can we reduce the percentage for the parents? No, 1 like 10. How about if he left 1 boy and 1 girl? Or 3 boys and 3 girls? How much the parents will take each one of them? Same formula, meaning in the ayah. وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ for each one of them, for each one of them, the father and the mother. Has a 1/6 of what he left. If he left a child or more, child mean here boys or girls, could be boys only or boys and girls. Clear up to this moment? Clear? So if the father, if the man, he left either only boys or boys and girls, his father will take 1/6, his mother will take 1/6. Got it? Time. Allah said the second part of the ayah. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدْ وَوَارِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ فلأمه الثلث. If the man he passed away and he has no children, he did not left, he did not leave any boys or any girls, but he has a parents. Allah, he said, according to the ayah, his measure shall have what? One third. Clear? Again, because I'm gonna ask you, because I see somebody sleeping with me. Said, yeah, Sheikh Mustafa, I bring a very difficult, and today we did not eat the dinner, and actually if the stomach will be empty, it's mean our brain also will be empty. Wake up with me, akhi, arhamuk Allah, and enjoy it in the table of Ar-Rahman. Again, if the man he left one boy or more than one boys, his parents will take each one of them 1/6, both of them 1/3. If the man he left boys and girls, it's mean Ahmad and Muhammad and Ibrahim and Fatima and Ruqayya and Zainab, still the same thing, his parents will take 1/6. The second part of the ayah, if he has no children, the dead person, he has no children at all, and he left his parents, mother and father, according to the ayah, Allah he said, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدْ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَا فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثِ. If he has no children at all, no boys, no girls, and his mother, she will take 1/3. So the change here, okay, she has, if the father left in the first case, if the man he left boys or boys and girls, each one of them will take 1/6. But if he left nobody, no children at all, his mother, she will take what?
1/3.
But question, how about the father? How much he gonna take? The ayah did not mention it. Allah he said, فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثِ. His mother, she will have 1/3. What about the father here? How much is the father? Can we give the father 1/3 like the mother? Can we give the father twice than the mother? La. This is gonna have like a very important case. I need, if you are not wake up with me, because wallahi, if you don't understand this, you're not gonna find an answer except from those whom they receive a mercy from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and Allah he opened the ilm for them. And I challenge you, if you ask this question all over, you're not gonna find somebody to answer this except the scholars whom they receive a mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to understand this deen. And if each one of you are invited to write this and ask, and if anybody answer you, you come to me, I give you prize. We don't claim that we are not better than the other. Astaghfirullah, we are under the feet of the scholars, and I'm a student like you. But the case, Allah knows actually how much work we do that in order to give you this pure and clear knowledge based on the Quran, Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you read this topic, you don't read one topic, ya akhi. You have to read all the schools. You open all the book of the fiqh to find where is the answer is. Because you will be responsible in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give the answer. Ready. Mother, if the man he left no children at all, no boys, no girls, and he left only two parents, Allah, he said, we will give the mother one third. How much we give the father? The rest. Here is the answer here. He said, we give him the rest. Hi. What about if some brothers, he left the brothers behind them? Mean the man, he passed away. Brother Muhammad, he was living in this country. He passed away and he never have any, he did not marry. He has no children, but he has parents and he has brothers and sisters back home. How much we give the mother? Allah, he said, what? One third. How much we have to give the father? Some, one of the brother, two brother here, they say give him the third like the mother. Salla ala Rasulillah. Let me hear Allahumma salla ala Muhammad wa ala ala Muhammad loudly. Say takbir. Yes, wake up with me like this. Look to this hadith. Passed away and he left one daughter. Now keep this inshallah, let me finish the other one because I don't want to confuse you about this. This is very complicated topic inshallah ta'ala. طيب. A man, he left one daughter and parents, father and mother, and he left brother and sisters. I want to show you here about something very important. The man, he passed away, he left one daughter and he left his parents and he left brothers and sisters. How much we give the daughter? Half. Jazakallah khair. Because remember, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً, and if she was one, she has what? Half. We don't have any problem with this. Father and mother, 1/6. So we still have some more money. You give the daughter 1/2, and you give the parents 6 and 6. It's mean 1/3. 1/3 plus 1/2. We still have how much? 1/6. And he left the brothers and sisters. How much his brother and sister will take? Can we give them the rest of the money, the 1/6? We give the daughter 1/2. We give the parents 1/6 each. That's mean 1/3. We still we have a 1/6 here. And he left the brothers. Can we give it to his brother, the 6, the 1/6?
No.
Tab no. Who are you going to give it to?
Brother will get twice than that.
No, you said, can we give the brother, that his brother will take some? Can we give them some? Because we still have 1/6 here. Everybody take his share. The daughter, she take his her own half, 1/2. The parents, each one of them 1/6. It mean both of them 1/3. We still have 1/6 here. And he left the brother and sister. To be just is to give it to the brother and sister, right?
What the wife?
There's no wife here. I did not give any example that he left a wife. I said my example, that the brother, the man who passed away, he has no wife. He left one daughter and his parents and his brother and sister back home. Because sometimes your brother and sister back home, they don't know how much you have here. No, none one of us tell his brother and sister how much I have in a bank in America. Right, Sheikh Saeed? Are you going to tell your brother, Assalamu alaikum brother Muhammad, I have $50,000? You never gonna say that, because if you say I have $50,000, can you send something for me, my brother? Right or not? So everybody hide. Everybody hide it. But if you die, you find yourself that you're gonna have some. And you have to guarantee, because you will be asked it in the front of Allah. If they ignore your family member, you may have a problem in the front of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Can we give the 1/6 to his brother and sister? Listen for this hadith first before you answer. I found hadith for you. It is Aban. Agree, Aban. It means all the scholar of the hadith agreed about it. Authentic, very authentic. An Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ألحق الفرائض بأهلها فما بقي فلأولي العقبة ذكورا. Meaning the hadith, give al-fara'id, this means give the inheritance to whom it's belong, to the member. If we know that the children, they have to take their portion. If you twice, male and female, male will take twice than the female. We have parents, 1/6 each. Have wife, 1/8. Something like this. So you give everyone his shares. The second part of the hadith is very important for me. فَمَا بَقِيَ after you distributed all the money and you have something left over. Something left over. You give it to the most closer one from the males. The most closer relative, males. Now, come back to our question here. He left one daughter and he left his parents and he left his brothers and sisters. According to the hadith, give everyone his portion, and whatever is left, we give the daughter half and we give the parents 1/6 each. It means third. You still have how much? 1/6. The hadith is said, give it to the most closer relative from male. So you give the 1/6 to who? I need to hear one by one for all of you. You give it the 1/6 to who? To his brother. If he has two brothers, they gotta take the 1/6. If he has 10 brothers, they have 1/6. Sister has nothing, according to the hadith. That is answer. Anybody else? Do you have another answer? Sheikh Saeed, think about it. He said, give everybody his portions. And whatever, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ibn Abbas. And whatever it's left over, give it to the most closer family members, male. So the brother here, he said, give it to the brothers, or the two brothers, give them the 1/6. Wallahi never. Wallahi never. Open your mind with me. Which one is closer to you? Your father or your brother? Answer me. Don't scare. Which one will be closer to you from the males? The hadith said, and give the rest after you distribute it. your property or assets, the inheritance, and everybody take his shares, whatever left, give it to the most closer family members, males. Which one is? Is that your father or your brother?
Father.
Father. Your father. Wallahi, your father. Because listen for this. Who are Islam command you to support? Your father or your brother home? Back home?
Father.
Or here? Which one, Sheikh Saeed? Okay, the father, right? If something happened to you and your father has money, who's supposed to support you? Your wife or your father? The father. So the 1/6 should go for who? The father. Meaning in this example, you give the daughter half. Allah said that in the Quran. And each one of your parents would have a 1/6. And you have the brother and sister, zero. Because your father is still alive, you will take the 1/6 to add it to his 1/6 originally, which he took it. So the father will take how much, ya Sheikh Yusuf? 1/3. And the mother will have what? 1/6. That is the case. Write it down. And go ask. And we need to teach the others. The classes here is not we sit down together and everybody here, Sheikh Mustafa, yeah, beautiful class today. لا. I have agreement between me and you to discuss it amongst the jama'ah, among those who live with you. Give the benefits. This means you're gonna make me happy. Don't hide the ilm among this group, because we have a lot of people that are absent. We need to transfer the ilm to the others and to tell them inshallah ta'ala, and discuss it with some imam, because also we owe the imam to teach them to the ilm inshallah ta'ala, because as I told you before, the ilm are farida inshallah ta'ala. طيب نعم.
Now reading, you know, Quran, you know, for many years in English, and I believe every translation I've ever read, it says if you only have daughters, two or more, it doesn't say more than two in the English. Now, and why are they saying two or more and not more than two?
Yeah.
They're saying the words here mean more than two.
We just stick to the ayah. Because the ulama and the translation here, they go for a different area. In the Arabic language, we're going to take this later. According to mathematics, in calculation, we have three things. Single, and then we have, after the single,
dual.
Plural. No, between plural and single,
dual.
Two. Right? That's the calculation, all of us. According to mathematics, the plural will be how much minimum?
Three.
According to the Sharia of Islam, and the Sharia of Islam, they consider the plural start from two. That's for your information. According to the Sharia of Islam, is different than mathematics. Allah, He gave like evidence for that. Give you evidence. Salat al-Jum'ah is the Jama'ah or single? Salat al-Jum'ah. Jama'ah, right? طيب. How much minimum number to approve Salat al-Jum'ah? Salat al-Jum'ah will be authentic. Well, how many? Barakallah feek.
Two?
Yes.
Two.
Mean the Imam, stand up. Stand up. Nobody in the masjid are all. Here is the Imam and I am with him. Salat al-Jama'ah will be valid. So we call it what? Salat what? We call it, huh? Let me hear it. Salat what? Al-Jama'ah. So mean Jama'ah mean what? Right? Inshallah ta'ala, right? So now in the Arabic language, they have a different formula, mathematics. Or mathematically, they say they consider three and above to be plural. In the Arabic language, they say two and more. That's why some of the translation carry this meaning. But don't confuse yourself, be patient with me. I will come back to this inshallah. طيب. طيب. Back to the ayah again. Allah said, ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما السدس إن كان له ولد. For his two parents or by his parents, each one will have 1/6 if they have a child. Walad. Walad again, meaning in the language, it could be only males, one or more. Walad in the Arabic language could be male and female together. Walad could be only female together. If the man he passed away and he left males only, or males and female, and he left the parents, if he left, his parents will take 1/6 in general. And the second case, we don't have any problem if the man he left male and females or only males. His parents will take 1/6. But the point is, if the man, the one who passed away, the one who passed away has one daughter only, or more than one daughter, right away automatically, his mother will take how much? One daughter. 1/6. Jazakallah khair. Why you confused?
1/6.
Why you confused? Yes. And his father, how much he has? 1/6. Up to this is good. Right? So 1/6 and 1/6 for both of the parents, 1/3. And the daughter, or 2 daughter, or 3 daughter, they're gonna take what?
2/3.
The 2/3. One daughter will take only half. More than one daughter will take 2/3. His parents will take how much?
1/6 each.
And the second case is, he left one daughter, she will take how much?
1/2.
And he left his parents, 1/3. Right, half and 1/3 is 2. How about if we know brother and sister, and he left only one daughter and his parents? The one daughter, she take 1/2. Both of the father and mother will take 1/3, 1/6 each. So we still have 1/6. We give the 1/6 to who?
Father.
Huh?
Father.
Jazakallah khair. So he left the brother and sister, they are not counted, because the one who will be closer to the family member to the man who passed away is
father.
Right. Let's we say the opposite way. The man he passed away and he left one daughter and he left one mother and he left a brother and sister, there is no father. Can I stop with this? Sheikh Saeed, all the wires mixed up. Can we stop in this? I told you, this is the most complicated topic in Islam, and it's not difficult. If you are sincere and you say, SubhanAllah, The people go to the college here, they study medical for 8-9 years, and they pass the exam and they got the license. The people, they're gonna go and for exam for 8 hours to be CPA. The people, they go and fight until they have the highest diploma in the college. If this is actually for us, if we need to struggle, the ilm, if you sincere, the ilm will be easy, wallah. You don't have any problem. You don't have any problem. But you just concentrate, inshallah ta'ala, by the mercy of Allah, will give you the ilm, inshallah ta'ala, to be easy for you, bifadlillah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Aib. Azan. طيب إن شاء الله بارك الله فيك. But remember again, according to the ayah, if there is no any children, no children at all, the mother should take how much?
One third.
But we didn't answer yet. How much will give the father? Shall we give him one third like the mother?
No.
If we remember our case focus now, no children. Take the children out. No boys, no girls. But he left his parents. First case, his parents. How much he give the mother according to the ayah?
One third.
He left a wife. How much is a wife will take? No children.
One eight.
Somebody said 1/8.
One quarter.
Jazakallah khair.
One quarter.
If there is no children, the wife will take one quarter. If there is the children, they will prevent their mother to take one quarter. They will reduce the mother to take what? 1/8. In the case of the children, mother take 1/8. Just to take it in general rule. No children, the mother will jump up to be take how much? One quarter. No children, his mother will take how much?
1/8.
No children? One third. The ayah say, وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدٌ. If there is no any children at all, his mother will take how much?
One third.
That's clear until now. Kalala, later inshallah. Kalala, when he doesn't have parents, when he doesn't have no children, this is the last ayah from Surah An-Nisa. We'll reach this inshallah ta'ala. Ta'im. Second example, after we give you the example number one. The man, he passed away and he left one boy, two parents, an akh and brother. The father, the man, he passed away. He left one son. And he left two, father and mother. And he left one brother. How much we give each one of them?
1/6
for bed, each one of them. How much the son, how much the son will take, and how much the brother will take?
Brother
what? Is zero. طيب. So mean the parents will take how much? One third. And me and the son, you're gonna be between your son and your brother. Which one is closer to you? Your son. So you give the two third to who? The son. Case is easy?
Yeah.
Easy? His brother will take what?
Zero.
Brother all the time will stop to transfer the inheritance and heirs to the brother and sister. If you have male only or male and female, no money will be transferred to his brother, his uncle, don't ask me. None one of his family except his parents. If the man he passed away and he left only sons, nothing for his brother, nothing for his uncle, nothing for anybody, nothing for grandfather, because if his parents is still alive, they will prevent the grandfather to take any, or grandmother to take any, or uncle to take any, or aunt to take any, or any brother and sister from his family member. The problem is, if he left a daughter, if he left a daughter, and he left two parents, and he left a brother and sister, our example before, we give the one, if it's one girl, we give her half. If she was more than one girl, we give her 2/3. And we give his parents 1/6, and 1/6 mean 1/3. And the rest, he has a brother and sister. He's not gonna go to his brother and sister, he will go to who? To the father. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ألحقوا الفرائض بأهلها وما بقي فلأولي العقبة من الذكور. Meaning, any kind of money will be left over, you give it to the most loyal. Sheikh Ibrahim wasn't with us. To put the idea in your mind again. الرجل مات وترك بنتا وترك أبوان أم وأب وترك إخوة ذكورا وإناثا. ما حق البنت في ذلك؟ بنص الآية وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف. طيب ماذا نعطي لكل أب وأبه وأمه ولأبويه؟ لكل واحد منهما السدس، يبقى ياخدوا الاثنين الثلث. طيب لا بقي لنا 1/6 يا شيخ إبراهيم. We still we have left over. You give the daughter half. You give the parents 1/6. This mean 1/3. Each 1/6 mean his father and his mother 1/3, 1/6 each. But we still we have 1/6. We give it to who? He has a brother and sister. You give it to where, Sheikh Ibrahim? So you're gonna give it to the brother and sister. للذكر حظ مثله حظ الأنثيين. To give the brother and brother and sister, you give the male twice than the female. Sheikh Ibrahim, he said that. Answer him. الحق الفرائض. ابن عباس في الصحيحين الحق الفرائض بأهلها، كل واحد يأخذ نصيبه. وما بقي فلأولي العقبة من الذكور. ما بقي هو السدس. أعطينا للبنت النصف، وأعطينا للأب والأم الثلث، فباقوا هناك 1/6. The rest is 1/6. مصداقا لحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو نص، ما بقي فلأقرب الذكور من العائلة. أقرب الذكور السدس هذا، هل نعطيه إلى أخيه؟ الجواب خطأ، لأنه أقرب الذكور قرابة للميت الأب أم الأخ؟ استنى شيخ إبراهيم، احنا عندنا 1/6 left يا شيخ إبراهيم. Concentrate يا شيخ إبراهيم. Drink your tea first. البنت half. The girl half. The father and mother 1/3. We still we have 1/6. You said we give it to the brother and sister. لا. الحديث يقول يا شيخ إبراهيم الحقوا الفرائض بأهلها. Give all the portion to every one of the family members. فما بقي whatever we have left. فلأولي العقبة من الذكور. Hold it. أبيك أم أخيك أقرب إليك؟ استنى بس واحدة 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 عليه. أقرب الذكور إليك أبيك أم أخيك؟
هذا السؤال هو توجهنا.
نعم.
هل ممكن نجيبه؟
نعم. من الأقرب؟ Who is the most closer family member male to you? Your father or your brother?
هذا ما أعرفه. الأب هو أقرب.
يبقى إذن السدس يذهب لمن يا شيخ إبراهيم؟
أبوين أخذ حقهما. لما أخذ حقهما والبنت أخذت حقها نصف والأبوين أخذ حقهما فما بقي الأقرب الآن يكون الأخ الصغير.
لا يا شيخ إبراهيم، السؤال هو الإجابة الذي نريد أن تشترك معنا في هذا. وما بقي، أنت تفهم اللغة العربية، فلأولي العقبة من الذكور أقرب إنسان للميت هو أبيه أم أخي؟ رد علي، رد علي. أقرب ما بقي، ما بقي، whatever left to give it to the most closer male of his family member. My question to you, his father or his brother? Bilas, the 1/6 for the father will take the other 1/6, not his brother. قال يا شيخ إبراهيم صلى على رسول الله إن شاء الله تعالى. صلى على رسول الله. بارك الله فيك يا شيخ إبراهيم. الله يكرمك إن شاء الله تعالى. نعم. الله يكرمك. بارك الله فيك. أسك الله تبارك وتعالى to increase all of us in knowledge. The second, we did not answer me now. We say the father, the man died. And he left one son and parents, father and mother and brother. How much first we give to the parents? 1/6 mean both of them is what? 1/3. طيب. We still have two. We did not give them the money. The son and the brother. How much the son will take? How much the brother will take? The son will take how much? The 2/3. His brother is not gonna take anything because a dhakar male, as we said before, the males only, or males and female, they prevent, they stop the inheritance to be transferred to the brothers, to the uncle, to the grandfather, to the grandchildren. None, because you have what? Male and the females, or males only. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? صحيح إن شاء الله. هاي جزاكم الله خير. بارك الله فيك. يا الله تبارك وتعالى بليس إبروان فيو. الله يكرمك إن شاء الله تعالى. بارك الله فيك. We have, I owe you a case called الحالة العمرية. Case of the عمر. We have a question here. Question we need to answer today. I believe, to be honest with you, I want to leave you at this point because this is very complicated. It's going to come to see, they ask, الحالة العمرية mean case happened in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنهما. When they have a case and the mother she took 1/3 and the father he took 1/6, the ulama ask, why the mother she taking 1/3 and the father taking 1/6? It's a big problem. And we know how come we give the female twice than the male. It's happened, yes? One of the case. One of the case. I can tell you example. I don't want to go through because this is, I need you to be fresh with me in order. I prefer to leave it. It's like taking half an hour more. So I'm gonna leave you with this until I owe you the case of which is happening in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab when the mother she take twice than the father. We will answer inshallah ta'ala. Azan inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allah. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن